Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our audience to the show and introduce the four talented performers who are going to play the game this week. We welcome back two long-standing players of the game, that is Derek Nimmo and Peter Jones, and on the other side we welcome two more recent players of the game, somebody who's played it with great success a few times, that is Tony Hawkes, and someone who's never actually played it on the radio before, that is Graham Norton. Will you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Yolanta Zubuki, who is going to blow a whistle when 60 seconds are up and also keep the score. And as usual, I'm going to ask our four panellists to speak without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the delightful Playhouse Theatre in the beautiful little town of Alnwick in Northumberland. We actually have come up on the train today, and thanks to British Rail, three of us got here. And and the fourth one, Tony Hawkes, missed the stop on the train. But thanks to the courtesy of British Rail, they opened a back door at a station which has never been opened before and let him off just in time for the recording. Let us begin the show this week with Derek Nimmo. Derek, the subject, castles. Will you tell us something about castles in just a minute, starting now?
Well, it could be hard to be more appropriate in this part of the world, because there are so many beautiful castles near to where we are at present in Alnwick. Harbottle Castle, Raby Castle, and of course the huge Percy Castle, which dominates the town. I haven't been here for 40 years, and unfortunately when I arrived tonight, it was rather dark, so I couldn't see it again. But I longed to see that lion with a great stiff tail that sticks out. There was a column erected here, you know, Nicholas, by the grateful tenants. A thousand of them pay because the Duke had reduced their tenant.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Sort of hesitation.
Yes, absolutely. It was definitely hesitation. So Peter gets a point for a correct challenge. He takes over the subject, and there are 31 seconds left to tell us something about castles, starting now.
My wife, who is an American, believed that the phrase, an Englishman's home is his castle. She thought it meant that people, men of this island race, were so proud of their castles.
Derek Nimmo challenge. Yes, I think there was hesitation.
Well, it was very like his.
Yeah. Repetition.
Derek, well, you take back the subject of castles with 16 seconds to go, starting now.
I greatly enjoy making sand castles, Chateau de Sable, on the beach, anywhere you can find them, as I now have grandchildren. It is a huge excitement for me to have a little bucket and a spade, and I bang them out, and I stick flags on the top, and I wait till the tide comes.
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point, and it was Derek Nimmo, and at the end of that round he not only has most points, but he's naturally in the lead. And Tony Hawkes, will you take the second subject and talk about squash in 60 seconds if you can, starting now.
Things you don't want to hear if you're hoping to have a good time. One, we're having a party, bring some squash. Two, I'm really at a loose end this evening, Tony. Let's get together, go up the club and play some squash. Or three, feel free to go to the toilet in here, but don't mind all of us, it might be a bit of a squash. Now, these are examples of how squash is a pejorative term. But of course, I love the game. Squash was a brilliant player.
Derek Nimmo challenge. You talked about the game of squash before, and there are 32 seconds left for you, Derek, having got another point, to take over squash, starting now.
What I really like to do is to squash some fresh limes, mix it with a proportion of tequila.
Peter Jones challenge.
Hesitation.
I think so too, Peter. Yeah. Another point to you, Peter. 25 seconds on squash, starting now.
I'm reminded of those bottles of squash which ornament the centre court at Wimbledon during the tennis fortnight. And I'm amazed that nobody ever seems to drink it. They always go for the Coca-Cola. And I feel this is not only...
Tony Hawk's challenge.
This is unfair. He's sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Tony, it wasn't committing any of the sins of just a minute, but as we enjoyed the challenge and the audience endorsed that, we give you a bonus point for that. But Peter gets a point for being interrupted, and he keeps the subject, and there are 8 seconds left, Peter, on squash, starting now.
Now, there was some rival on sale in America when I was last there, which on the label it said, all the happy...
No. Just before the whistle went, Graham Norton challenge.
No.
How nice to hear from you. You may not have played the game before, Graham, but you've got onto one of the clever arts of it. Graham, what is your challenge?
What was it again? Oh, it was hesitation, wasn't it?
I think it was hesitation.
Yes, it was hesitation.
Yes, definitely
okay.
Hesitation. You have half a second, Graham, on squash starting now.
Squash is barbecue. What?
So at the end of the second round, Derek Nimmo and Peter Jones are equal in the lead. Peter, the subject is cheerfulness, something which you create if you don't always exude it, and talk on the subject starting now.
Well, it's a wonderful quality, and I always admire it in other people. Some of them have it all their lives, and you never meet them when they aren't exuding cheerfulness.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Hesitation.
I think so, Derek. You have cheerfulness with you. 51 seconds starting now.
Well, Adrianix, you are a perpetually cheerful person, and if I was going to wander through the slough of despond or trudge through the valley of the shadow of death or even to visit Cold Comfort Farm, you're the very person, old Nick himself, that I would take with me.
Peter Jones, why...
I didn't know who he was talking about. Old Nick, is it?
Old Nick, he's not the devil, he was talking about me.
Oh, he was?
Yes, that's right.
Well, that's obviously why I could never guess.
Peter, I show you how sporting I am. In spite of that, I will give you a bonus point because the audience enjoyed the challenge. But yes. Derek keeps the subject and a point for being interrupted, and there are 37 seconds for him to continue telling them about cheerfulness, starting now.
In spite of his advanced age, he remains terribly cheerful, and we admire him for it. On the train today, he was sitting there beaming, signing autographs, being pleasant to everyone. When a passing guard came by, he gave a cheery wave and a blessing, because he's that sort of fellow. He's a downright jolly good egg, and you don't see many of those around today. I'm very pleased to have been associated with him for all these 28 years, and I would like you now to show your appreciation.
Tony Hawks.
I can't stand any more of this crawling.
So what is your challenge?
Deviation. He wasn't talking about cheerfulness. He was. I don't know what he was trying to do to you. I think he was trying to get in your hotel room tonight.
Well, considering he normally takes the mickey out of me, I fully appreciate it, and it's lovely to hear it coming from Derek, of all people. And also, he absolutely, for my mind, made it quite clear that he was talking about cheerfulness, and for some reason he thinks I epitomise it. So I disagree with the challenge,
well,
I'm afraid.
There's a turn up for the books.
I think he was just trying to be charitable and help you to make a comeback.
I've been here for 29 years in the show, Peter. Sorry.
He's only been game for 28.
No, Derek, I know you're getting a little bit older as well, but actually this is the 29th series we're doing.
Is it really?
It is indeed, yes.
Derek, has that turned you against Derek then now?
No, he still has the subject. 10 seconds, cheerfulness, Derek, starting now.
I think if one wanders through the streets of London, which one seldom...
Tony Hawk's a challenge.
I think you wandered through earlier on in the
you
first...
You were wandering a bit before, yes.
I was not wandering at all.
You wandered
I have not said the word wander all night.
You said it three times now,
anyway. Tony, I was a bit harsh before, so I think I'll be generous and say, yes, you have a correct challenge. You have 6 seconds on cheerfulness, starting now.
Cheerfulness often results in laughter, which comes from jokes, like what's red and sits in the corner, a naughty strawberry.
All right. Tony Hawks was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so, and at the end of that round, Derek Nimmo's just in the lead ahead of Peter Jones, followed by Tony Hawks and Graham Norton in that order. Graham, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is dreams. Will you tell us something about those in this game, starting now?
Freud is often associated with dreams. He placed a great importance on them, though I feel myself that he just pretended they were important. Because psychotherapy is so boring, most of his clients would just nod off on his leather couchette. And he felt a bit guilty charging them for nothing more than a kip. So when they woke up, he'd pretend that what they were saying had some sort of import or meaning. A lot of adolescent boys, healthy, young, bursting souls that they are, though this never happened to me myself, have what are known in psychotherapy parlance as vet dreams.
As that was Graham Norton's first attempt at speaking, hesitation, repetition, deviation, in just a minute, the others let him go, and he really went magnificently. In fact, I think he went too far on occasions, but... By the way, if anybody does go for a full minute without being interrupted, they not only get the point for speaking when the whistle went, but they also gain a bonus point for not being interrupted. So, Graham, you have 2 points for that round.
Oh, hip, hip,
hip. So you don't get a car or anything like that? Because really, frankly, a car would be more useful than an extra car.
Especially for you and your experience with trains. All right, so at the end of that round, Derek is still in the lead, but followed by Graham Norton and Peter Jones, who are equal. And Tony Hawkes, your turn to begin. The subject, brainwaves. Will you tell us something about those in this game, starting now?
One of the best brainwaves I ever had was went into the store next and take one of their badges off the assistant and then put it on the next time I was in a post office queue. Another brilliant brainwave I had was to go into one of those restaurants where they say eat as much as you can for a tenner.
Peter Jones has challenged.
You said go into the post office.
Peter the phrase. Peter, a point, the subject, and 42 seconds to tell us something about brainwaves starting now.
Well, they used to be called ideas, and there haven't been many good ones lately in the last 20 or so years. The poll tax was a bad one. Nouveau cuisine was another.
Derek Nimmo, challenger.
Hesitation.
There was an definitely before nouveau cuisine, Peter.
Yes, there was. Yeah.
No, Derek, you have the subject. You have 32 seconds. Oh, I love the sporting way you handle it, Peter. Right, 32 seconds. Brainwaves with you, Derek, starting now.
I think it's an absolute brainwave of the chairman of this theatre to write to the National Lottery, ask them some money so they could put in a lift. And apparently that aforesaid body has awarded them no less than £275,000 to refurbish this splendid place. I want to congratulate you all. I think it's wonderful good news. And complete and total brainwave. I had a brainwave myself.
Graham Norton's challenge.
Well, now, isn't it brainwaves?
That is right.
And so that was a repetition of brainwaves.
Not one brainwave.
I know, but the subject on the card, which you can repeat, on this occasion is brainwaves, and you said about the chairman of the theatre having a brainwave, and you now repeated the word brainwave. So, Graham, well listened. You have a correct challenge. There are only 5 seconds for you on brainwaves, starting now, Graham.
I once lived next door to some intelligent people, and their brainwaves caused havoc with my television reception.
Peter Jones, your turn to begin. The subject is rackets. Can you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Well, there are quite a lot of rackets. Some of them are to do with the National Lottery, I'm afraid to say, but not in the case of this particular theatre. It would have been nice to have had a lift in time for my arrival, or certainly my departure, when I shall, I hope, call in at the hospitality room on my way. Now, a lot of rackets...
Derek Nimmo Chums.
Hesitation.
No, I don't think so,
no,
Derek.
I don't think so, either.
The rackets are still with you, Peter, having got another point for an incorrect challenge, and you continue with 40 seconds to go, starting now.
This town has one of the highest crime rates in the world. Including Chicago. where they have an awful lot of rackets.
Tony Hawk's The Challenge.
Well, of course you're including Chicago. It's in the world.
Yes.
You said it, one of the biggest crime rates in the world, including Chicago. I mean, you've already said in the world. We know Chicago's in the world.
Yes, I know, but we don't know that it's in the list of crime rates, you know, which have done a lot of research. I haven't come here unprepared, you know.
My argument is that
and after I'd observed you through the train windows, since, you know, absolutely blotter, and tried to get you to get yourself together to come here and try and malign me in this way, I think is very unfortunate.
Yes, I think you are being a little bit pedantic, actually, Tony, I must say. So.
Where are we?
Where are we? We're talking about rackets.
And whether Chicago is in the world or not.
And I don't think Tony's quite recovered from the experience of going through Olmouth and not getting off the train in time. Rackets is still with you, Peter. Another point, 27 seconds starting now.
Well, I've seen a lot of rackets at Wimbledon.
Derek Nimmo Challenge.
Repetition of well.
Oh.
He started with well, he came. I always write his wells. He always starts with well, so I write it down.
I know he starts. That's what I call a mean challenge. But it is a correct challenge, so I have to be fair within the rules of just a minute and say 26 seconds for you, Derek, on rackets starting now.
One of the more unpleasant rackets, I think, is on a restaurant bill where they include service, often at 17.5%, and you don't get any choice about it, and also something called a cover charge. Well, Lord Bradford in the House of Lords at this very moment is bringing
Tony Hawk's challenge.
I think he said charge 17.5% and then cover charge, repetition of charge.
No, charged and charged.
Derek, you have the subject back. 13 seconds. Rackets starting now.
My goodness, you hear a terrible racket and anarchy on a Friday night. All the town is out drinking caroused. Young girls fleeing through the town in a state of absolute panic. Men clawing them from all sides. Fear strutting on their face because it's only like the charge that works.
My goodness, this audience obviously recognised the stubby little... recognised their own town of Annick. There we are. Derek, you were speaking as a whistle. When gained an extra point for doing so, you're equal in the lead with Peter Jones, and it's Graham Norton's turn to begin. Graham, the subject, blarney. It's a thing that you need a great deal of in just a minute. But can you talk on the subject for just a minute, starting now?
Bigorra is a lovely example of blarney. Though to my mind, first and foremost, Blarney is a lovely town in North Cork, not far from where my parents live, thanks for asking. And also in that place, Blarney, is Blarney Woolen Mills. And my mother's bought more than one attractive travel rug.
Derek Nimmo Challenge.
You repeated your mother, didn't you?
She did, actually. If you mentioned mother twice. 41 seconds, Derek, on Blarney, starting now.
Well, of course, at Blarney Castle.
Peter Jones Challenge.
A repetition of course. This says it quite a lot. I always write it down. I've got sitting here.
But unfortunately, Peter, he hasn't said it in this particular round. You can repeat.
No, but he's going to. You can see it.
I don't think we can have psychic challenges, actually, Peter.
Oh, well.
So it's incorrect challenge. We'll give you a bonus point because the audience enjoyed the challenge, didn't they? A bonus point to Peter. Point to Derek for being interrupted. 38 seconds left on Blarney, starting now.
On the wall of Blarney Castle is a triangular stone, some 20 feet from the top. So in a typical Irish way, they reproduce at the bottom so people come along and kiss it and therefore have the gift of the Blarney, something which so many Irishmen do have.
Graham Norton Challenge.
Was the repetition of Irish?
Irish man.
All right, fair enough.
Yes, I think you're right. 21 seconds. Blarney, still with you, Derek, starting now.
Eamon Andrews had it, of blessed memory. Dave Allen, of course. Gloria Hunniford.
Tony Hawks.
Repetition of course.
But unfortunately, Peter, Tony got in. You gave them the information.
Wrong with this? It's been... I think I've been nobbled.
Oh, so Tony, 16 seconds on Blarney starting now.
I kissed the Blarney Stone once, but I promise it wasn't me.
Peter Jones challenge.
And obviously it doesn't hold true to what they claim.
Meaning that he's deviating because he has been touched by the Blarney Stone.
He says he's been touched by it, but he hasn't got the gift of the gab, or whatever it's called.
Oh, I didn't get much of a chance, did I?
No, Peter, it was a good try, but I disagree. I don't even know what the challenge was, actually, but there we are. So 13 seconds, Tony, still with you, Blarney starting now.
But I didn't get it pregnant. Cajoling tongue is what it gives you, and the ability to talk for 1 minute uninterrupted would be an example of having Blarney. Also, to pay unnecessary compliments to Nicholas.
Tony Hawkes was then speaking as a whistle when gained that extra point for doing so. Peter Jones is in second place, just behind Derek Nimmo and just ahead of Tony Hawkes, and then Graham Norton in that order. Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject, pottering. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
How nice it is that the end of the season in the garden, when the autumn arrives, and you've done all the work putting together the various trees that need staking back and cutting the raspberries, perhaps, and the
Peter Jones challenge.
He seems to be hesitating a bit.
He did hesitate, yes. He thought about the raspberries and then he hesitated. He wondered whether he'd done them, I think. 47 seconds are available for you to tell us something about pottering, Peter, starting now.
Well, pottering is what people who don't like you much say you're doing when you're actually working at something comparatively useful. They kind of seem to deride any attempt at...
Derek Nimmo Chung.
Sort of hesitation.
Yeah, I thought he was running down completely, actually. He was really pottering along with very few words. 33 seconds, pottering back with you, Derek, starting now.
Down a lane in Devon, perhaps walking across a beach in Bali, up the Malaysian Peninsula, wherever you might go, there is nothing more pleasing than just to potter, not have any object in sight, just to be able to relax, commune with nature, look at old snapshots, read books, and just go pottering.
Tony Hawk's a challenge.
Repetition of just.
Yes, you did say just before. More than once, actually, yes.
Oh, more?
The idea of you wandering down a lane, reading a book, and looking at your snapshots all at the same time... did create an amazing picture in my mind. But, Tony, correct challenge. 13 seconds on pottering starting now.
When a potter gets married, he or she has to be given a ring, and this would be a potter ring. Myself, I don't hold truck with that theory. Really, pottering is going about the house, dithering around...
Tony Hawkes is again speaking as the whistle went. Gained an extra point. He's moving forward rapidly. He's only one behind Peter Jones and only three behind our leader, Derek Nimmo. And Tony, it's your turn to begin. The subject, Heather. Will you tell us something about her, it, all that, in this game, starting now?
Heather is a small, shrub-like life form who I went out with for 2 years. Just before we split up, I wrote a love song for her called Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world, you won't be looking in the mirror. I cannot understand why she was not happy with me after that occasion. How I love to walk in the heather just near Annick. I walk past the Playhouse Theatre, up Bond Gate, over the River Allen, and then I find myself in this wonderful heather, and I look out and think, oh, how beautiful this world is.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Repetition of beautiful.
The beautiful heather and how beautiful
right.
The world, yes. A repetition of beautiful, and you can't say that too often about Annick, so... 25 seconds. Heather is the subject, Derek, starting now.
Heather is a small bell-like flower. Erica is the Latin name for it. And indeed, there are tremendous quantities of it in Scotland and in various parts of the world. When I'm going pottering through my garden, I particularly like to look at the heather and poke at it. This time of year, it should be clipped from the top. And then, if it's winter variety, it'll be at its absolute peak in a month or two.
Tony Hawk's challenge.
He thinks he's on gardener's question time.
I think he was doing an audition for Gardener's Question Time, actually. But so give me a quick challenge other than your remark.
No, I didn't have one. I was trying to be humorous. I apologise.
We'll give you a bonus for trying to be humorous. And... And 6 seconds are left with Derek on Heather starting now.
I had a friend called Heather Hardy. When she married, she was called Wall, which wasn't a very good idea at all, because I thought the first name was so much nicer. When I...
Well, we're moving into the last round, and as we do so, let me tell you that Derek Nimmo is in a strong lead, but Tony Hawks is still there fighting, and so is Peter Jones, and Graham Norton is not without hope, but with only one round to go, I think he'd be hard-pressed to win unless the others help him. But, Graham, it is your turn to begin, and the subject is my favourite soap, and I'm sure you can go on that for 60 seconds with éclat starting now.
My favourite soap is mildly medicated, and that prevents me having skin fungi, which can be, you know, irritating and itchy. Though in televisual terms, my favourite soap is probably an American one called Ryan's Hope, which combined two favourite soap worlds, that of the hospital and the pub. So you had this bar opposite a big building with sick people in it, and the doctors and nurses would go into the lounge and have pints and half things of beer. And then they would go back into that thing across the road where you might hear coughing, and they would operate on people. And that's probably...
Peter Jones a challenge.
He is deviating and quite a lot of other things as well.
Indeed he is, Peter, but as you haven't much chance of winning the show, and it's the last round, and Graham hasn't spoken as much as the rest of you, I think we'll let him continue, shall we?
No! Because he's been punished with kindness.
No! You've got 17 seconds, Graham, to continue on my favourite soap, starting now.
My favourite soap sits in a little rack by the side of my bath. It's sort of duck-shaped and metal, and it was given to me by a very jolly good chum once at Christmas many years ago. And I clean it sometimes, but not too often, because it's quite country and rustic, the way the lime scaly water drips on it and collects there.
So, as I said before, that was to be the last round, so let me give you the final score. Graham Norton was keep going until the whistle went, then gained an extra point, and for the first time player of the game, I thought he did magnificently. Yeah. He finished in fourth place. Contributed well. He was just behind Peter Jones, who was just behind Tony Hawks, but a little way out in the lead was Derek Nimmo, so we say that, Derek, you are the winner this week. Only it remains for me to thank our four outstanding players of the game, Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones, Tony Hawks and Graham Norton. Also to thank Yolanta Zubuki, who's been keeping the score so well and blowing the whistle with some effect. And also Ian Messiter, who created the game and keeps us all in work, our producer Anne Jobson. And let me say from all of us here, goodbye and hope you'll be with us next time we play Just a Minute. Thank you.